Hello everyone, Stephen Jolly here with a Talking Vision special covering the launch of a road safety installation on Wednesday, May the 14th. At Kensington in Melbourne's inner northwest, there's an intersection notorious for motor vehicle accidents. It's of particular concern to the blindness and low vision community as it's located at the intersection of Stubb Street and Macaulay Road, just outside the very busy Vision Australia Kensington Centre. In fact, there have been a number of dreadful incidents over the years at this very location where pedestrians who are blind have been struck by motor vehicles. Following intense and sustained lobbying from Vision Australia, traffic signals and now a camera have finally been installed at this crossing. Shortly, we'll hear from the Victorian Police, but firstly from the Minister for Police and Emergency Services, Kim Wells, who was in attendance to launch the new installation. I initially asked Minister Wells why he did attend the event.
I had the great pleasure of being here at Vision Australia to launch a brand new safety camera, and that is a safety camera that will hit the intersection of Macaulay Road and Stubbs Road, and that will mean that people who are speeding through the traffic intersection as well as going through a red light will be hit twice. Once for speeding, once for going through a red light. This is a very, very important intersection, and we have seen in the stats that where there have been these safety cameras, there's been a 40% reduction in accidents around these sites.
That's quite significant, and this has been a difficult site in the past. There have been incidents where people who are blind have been struck. We should see a much less chance of that happening in the future, you think?
Yes, we have noted that there have been incidents where vision impaired people have been hit by cars and motorists who have acted totally irresponsibly, especially around this intersection. And to have this camera in for speed and going through red lights will ensure that there is a reduction. And I note as I drove up here, there was a big sign up here about the camera. And so people will get the message. And the idea about this is to improve driver behaviour. That's what it's about. It's to improve it and to change it to ensure that they obey the speed laws. And of course, no one should be going through red light under any circumstance.
So it's not just about catching people, it's about deterring them, and the signage is quite clear.
Yep. So Stephen, that's a very important point. It's about changing driver behaviour. And that is, if they normally tear along here and they normally try to race the red light, there's a camera here and they will be caught. Now the fines are significant. If they get caught going through red light and speeding more than 10k, then the speed or the cost of that will be about $650.
People listening might be wondering, there has been a history of problems at this intersection. Why has it taken so long for it to happen?
And that's a fair point. So what happens is that Vision Australia contacted the government and the independent committee, which sets the location for the safety cameras. So it's not done at the government's whim or the police whim. The fixed cameras are set by an independent committee, which involves police, involves Vic Roads, involves other authorities, as well as Monash University. So it's putting these cameras at the proper sites, and this one's been identified, and we're very pleased to be here today to launch it.
I'd like to ask you about the government's 10-year road safety strategy now. Now obviously people who are blind or have low vision aren't going to be driving, but this is still very important to them as pedestrians. There are 90,000, it's estimated, people who are blind or have low vision living in Victoria. How will the strategy make a difference for their safety on the roads?
So from a person who is visually impaired, it gets back to the point I made before, and that is changing driver behaviour. I remember growing up as a kid where we had 1,000 deaths plus on Victorian roads. And as a kid, you think that the number is only going to get worse. But through the efforts of the governments over different persuasions, the TAC, Victoria Police, Vic Roads, they've made a significant reduction. So we're down to now 242 last year, which is the lowest in almost 90 years. So the strategies that have been put in place are working. Now we have a strategy to cut that by another 30% to get the road toll less than 200, and to ensure that serious injuries are reduced by another 1,500. So it's ensuring that when you are driving on Victorian roads, you obey the road laws and road limits, and we believe this way will reduce the number of deaths and serious injuries.
Pedestrian safety, will it make a difference for that? Because we do hear a lot about road fatalities, but it's those injuries that people are left with, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's dead right. The serious injuries are an important point. There are about 5,500 serious injuries each year on Victorian roads, and we believe that by slowing traffic down, making them aware of traffic lights, speed signs, and changing driver behaviour means that we will have safer roads, not just for the person driving the cars or other motorists, but pedestrians.
Victorian Minister for Police and Emergency Services, Kim Wells. I then spoke with Acting Assistant Commissioner for Road Policing, Neville Taylor. Neville, welcome to Vision Australia Radio.
Thank you, Stephen. It's a pleasure to join the Minister down here today of the launch of this road safety camera just outside Vision Australia.
Just explain to us about this road safety camera, this traffic light camera, how it works and how important it is to road policing.
Look, road safety camera programs are a very, very important part of the whole road safety strategy in Victoria. We know, as that has grown over the years, that road safety cameras save lives. The evidence is very, very strong, and the research is very, very strong that the cameras save lives. They do that by operating at intersections or other high-risk locations where there's been a lot of research and a lot of evidence that has shown that it's appropriate to have a camera in this location, because what it does is it slows down the general traffic network on that road, and it catches and penalises people who actually flout the road laws in a high risk, like speeding or like going through a red light. Mm. So what we know happens at these intersections over time is that we get most of the traffic then slowing down, and over 99% of vehicles then comply with the speeds or the red lights. So that's very strong evidence. What we also know at these intersections is that we reduce the incidence of crashes by about 40%. So we're very confident at this intersection outside the Vision Australia premises here in Macaulay Road that will happen with this new road safety camera system now being launched and will start operating in a couple of weeks.
In the past, the tactic has been to catch people, and cameras haven't been advertised. Now it's about broadcasting the availability of the existence of the cameras and deterring people, is that right?
Look, the success of the road safety camera program comes about from a mix of very random placement of mobile speed cameras, but also the fixed camera systems around the intersections and other locations on the Victorian roads. People can get onto the government website and see exactly where all those cameras are. They are not hidden, they are very overt, and that is important because it's not just about catching people. This is about changing high risk behaviour for road users. So in this case, what we'll see is this will in time slow down the general speed on this section of road, and it'll actually ensure then the safety of not only the drivers but the other vulnerable people, like pedestrians, like the elderly people, like vision impaired people who have a place on the road network.
What else can be done to help particularly people who don't see or don't see very well to feel safer when they're crossing? Pedestrian crossings, you can't really feel relaxed about those, can you, because cars can still zoom through?
Look, the government strategy that was launched in March last year, and then the police strategy that was launched in August last year, that put us all, everyone in Victoria, on a road to zero. That is the aspiration, that we want to create a system on the roads in Victoria where everybody, particularly vulnerable people, and that is vision impaired people, can feel confident and safe about using the road network, and that includes as pedestrians. So What vision impaired people can take out of that is that there is an absolute high level commitment to change behaviours and change the system so they know that they can use the roads with that level of safety. That is around using technology like the road safety camera systems. It's about really increasing our enforcement on people that breach and flout the laws and have high risk behaviour. It's about communicating and it's about educating people to use the road system properly. So there's a strong message out of this is that road safety is not just a police problem, it is not just a government problem or the other road safety partners. It is up to everyone. So the road to zero starts with everyone and all of us have a role to play in that.
This intersection, Stubbs Street and Macaulay Road, has been a problem for some time. It's pleasing to know that the government and the police, even if it's taken quite a while, is taking it very seriously and has put this facility in, and you've demonstrated that by your presence here today. Good to talk to you.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
Acting Assistant Commissioner for Road Policing in Victoria, Neville Taylor, talking about the new traffic signal and safety camera facility just outside the Vision Australia Centre at Kensington in Melbourne's inner northwest. This has been a Talking Vision special. I'm Stephen Jolly.